We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. This week, we have one Korean film and one Hollywood production. First, we're starting off with Korean film 이상한 나라의 수학자, In Our Prime. Actor Choi Min-sik, he's returning to the big screen 3 years after Forbidden Dream. He described his upcoming film In Our Prime as poignant, heartfelt, and much like Good Will Hunting. The film's story goes like this. Hak Sung, played by Choi Min-sik, was a genius mathematician in North Korea. He defected to South Korea and now hides his past life. He works as a security guard at a high school. There, he meets this high school student, Ji-woo, played by Kim Dong-hee. Ji-woo is about to give up on math, but circumstances lead Ji-woo to ask Hak-sung for help. Hak-sung reluctantly agrees to teach math to Ji-woo. An unlikely friendship soon blossoms while Ji-woo's understanding of mathematics broadens. But trouble looms at the high school. The director of this film, Park Dong-hoon, explained that his first impression of the film script was that it was an intriguing observation on human interaction. He says in his interview, "When I first went through the script, a scene came to my mind where there is an adult who tried to console a child who failed to achieve his goal. The characters remain hopeful in the face of life's harsh realities." He also said during a press conference for the film Tuesday, which took place on Tuesday, Choi Min-sik praised the film's key message, which is about a person's desire not to be bound by the circumstance of one's birth. Choi Min-sik says, "As soon as I read the script, I thought of its parallels with Good Will Hunting. Every time I watched that film, I wished we could also have a movie that shows not only what education means, but what life means. Then I came across this inspirational script," Choi Min-sik said. In Our Prime has a simple plot as many other coming-of-age drama films depict. The growth of a protagonist from childhood to adulthood with the help of a great teacher. But it manages to give comfort not only to young Korean teens who have to devote their youth to the fierce competition for college entrance and their parents, but also to other struggling people from all walks of life, including North Korean defectors residing there. This movie also made efforts to fuse complex mathematical idioms, models, and formulas into the narrative in a fairy tale or musical way. No mathematical knowledge is required to enjoy this movie. And the performance, I have to say, by Choi Min-sik is flawless, sophisticatedly portraying the defector and mathematician who feels abandoned both by the North and the South, and creating larger than expected on-screen chemistry with new actor Kim Dong-hee to lead this 170-minute film.
Now, All About Korea. Arirang Radio.
Another choice for our weekly premiere this week is Black Light. This is another action film by Liam Neeson. The film stars Liam Neeson this time as an FBI operative. He plays this character Travis Block, a shadowy government agent who specializes in removing operatives whose covers have been exposed, uncovers a deadly conspiracy within his own ranks that reaches the highest echelons of power. Another season, another Liam Neeson has scarce movie, some critics say. Some of the variants of his popular Taken movies. Maybe the last one, Taken 3, was all the way back in 2014. How times fly. This has been reasonably clever and even cinematically worthwhile on a surprising level. Mark William directed this movie, Black Light. This is not among them, unfortunately. The action set pieces are perfunctory. I suppose it's commendable that they don't rise or fall to the level of chaos cinema. But by the same token, they're so lifeless, so you might find yourself wishing them to. And the script is dismally threadbare. Robinson's rationales for his illegal and evil actions don't even exist. They just are, you know. The villainous forces in the 1970s paranoia classics like 3 Days of the Condor and the Parallax View at least had an ethos. But still, this is a Hollywood production and action sequences are pretty good to watch. So please don't miss out if you're a fan of action flicks. In 1980, filmmaker John Boorman saw Liam Neeson on stage as Lenny Small in Of Mice and Men and offered him the role of Sir Gawain in the Arthurian film Excalibur. After Excalibur, Neeson moved to London, where he continued working on stage in small-budget films and in television. Then he lived with the actress Helen Mirren, whom he met working on Excalibur. Between 1982 and 1987, Neeson starred in 5 films, most notably alongside Mel Gibson and Anthony Hopkins in 1984's The Bounty and Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons in 1986's The Mission. He guest starred in the 3rd season of the television series Miami Vice in 1986 and then moved to Hollywood to star in more high-profile roles in the next year. That year, he starred alongside Cher and Dennis Quaid in Suspect, a role that brought him critical acclaim. Finally, he starred alongside Clint Eastwood in 1988 in the 5th Dirty Harry film, The Deadpool, in the role of Peter Swan, a horror film director. In 1990, he followed this with a starring role in Sam Raimi's Darkman. Although the film was successful, his subsequent years didn't bring him the same recognition. But finally, in 1993, he joined Ellis Island co-star and future wife Natasha Richardson in the Broadway play Anna Christie. They also worked together in Nell, released the following year. And the rest is history. He became one of the most everlasting action actors. It is time to wrap up. I hope you guys had a great time. Have fun and stay fun. It was Molly from Snap Factory. You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.